Relentless on three. One, two, three. Relentless.
Playing only for pride on Sunday, the Jaguars went toe-to-toe with one of the NFL's best.
Very, very proud of this football team.
Tom Brady was in the giving spirit early, but the Jaguars couldn't capitalize enough.
We wanted to get seven. We had to settle for three a few times. Obviously, that hurt us.
A last-second pass into the end zone was intercepted. There would be no Christmas miracles at Everbank Field.
We don't look for moral victories. I mean, obviously, we want to win this thing more than anything.
Tonight, we look back on Sunday's effort and ahead to the season finale. This is Jaguars All Access.
Brought to you by Everbank, Jacksonville's home for banking, lending, and investing. Buy and sell Jaguars tickets at NFL.com/ticket exchange. Don't wait. Buyers get in and sellers get paid.
Mister, your last home game, baby. I love you like a brother. I'm going to give you everything I got
Greg Jones getting them fired up. Brad Meester still wants to play another year, folks. So does Greg Jones and guys like Rasheem Mathis. But the future is uncertain. Nonetheless, those veterans and longtime Jaguars put it on the line Sunday against the Patriots in an admirable way. Welcome to Jaguars All Access. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. I'm Brent Martineau, joined by Jeff Lagerman. And it was a heck of an effort in front of 70,000 fans.
Yeah, and I think the real key to what you just said there, 70,000-plus fans. I mean, the attendance was outstanding. I give all the fans the credit for that because, you know what, yes, there were some New England Patriot fans there, but the Jaguar fans let their voices be heard.
We've got some news to start the show as well. Just in within the last hour, some bad news really coming down. Leading receiver Cecil Shorts will not play in the season finale at Tennessee. Concussion again after a violent hit Sunday on the final drive.
And that was not pretty because you can see the arm is limp, the body is limp, and you're always concerned about a second incident like that. And so he goes to injury reserve only for one game, but that was not the only roster move. If you want to see the other roster moves, go to Jaguars.com.
I'll give him a hint. Rashad Jennings also going there as well. Well, tonight, Wells Fargo welcomes our special guest. It's Jaguars linebacker Russell Allen. And first of all, we have to give him a big thanks for coming on the show tonight and spending Christmas Eve with him and at least separating for moments with his wife and newborn, well, 15-month-old baby. Yeah. So Merry Christmas to you, and thanks for coming in.
Thanks so much. Glad to be here, guys. It's an honor.
How about that effort yesterday? I know it's a loss, and we get tired of talking about the moral victories, things like that, but people had this as a mismatch on paper big time, and you guys showed up.
Yeah, you know, I mean, obviously we're disappointed coming up short and, you know, not getting the win, but we do feel good about how we played. You know, you're always going to get our best shot every week, and so we have nothing to hang our heads about.
All right, well, let's take a look at the G-Series Prime plays from the game from yesterday's game against the Patriots.
Play number three, Derek Cox made one heck of a recovery to pick off Tom Brady.
And this was the second interception of the game, and what a recovery is, right, Brent? He got turned around two different times and then still comes underneath of Brandon Lloyd to make the interception. Big play in the ball game.
Play number two, Justin Blackmon caps off the first drive of the game. A touchdown on the opening series for the Jacksonville Jaguars for the first time in 14 months.
Well, to be exact, October 9th, 2011, against the Bengals. Russell, can you remember that?
You know, I can't. That's actually the week my son was born, so I was in a bit of a blur, but I'm glad to see a score on the first try.
Well, play two was a tone setter, and play one was right there with it. Tom Brady had never turned the ball over against the Jaguars. He did it twice in the first quarter, Jeff.
He did, and coming to this in the five games, he had 13 touchdowns, zero interceptions. And, Russell, were you aware of those numbers?
I wasn't, but, you know, it was really good for us to get a quick start and get the ball turned over and give our offense another chance.
And I'm looking at the numbers here. Tom Brady, 58.5% completion rate. Two touchdowns, two interceptions. I mean, fantastic job by the defense overall.
Yeah, we feel good about what we did. You know, we definitely got him off his spot a little bit, which is something we wanted to do, and got him under pressure, and he forced him into some mistakes.
Brady was frustrated and livid after the game, by the way. Time for the Xfinity Speed play of the game, and let's go back to the offense for the Jaguars. How about the dump-off to end the quarter to Montello? Talk about the first quarter here. 53-yard pickup, 202 total yards in the quarter. That's a franchise record.
Well, and Montel was a big part of this. And Russell, I don't know about you, but Montel has impressed the heck out of me over the last 3 weeks where he was named the starter in this game yesterday. 109 yards of offense. He only had 10 carries in the ball game, but he has made an impact for your offense.
Yeah, you know, Montel is just a football player. I mean, anything you ask him to do, he's going to do it at a high level. You know, and I've known since the day I got here that he could be a productive back. He's obviously extremely productive on special teams. Whatever you ask him to do, he's going to do it at a high level.
And I think he's making a statement, too. For going forward, I'm talking about.
Absolutely.
I mean, because you talk about a guy that was really an afterthought to play running back for many years, and all of a sudden he's got an opportunity. He's been the most productive back behind Maurice Jones-Drew, period. I mean, it's not even close.
I would agree.
And if you go back to training camp, Mike Mularkey really liked him. And in August, how he's run the football, and now he's getting that opportunity, of course. Let's go back to the couple of plays you made in that football game. Of course, the interception. Can you take us through that one? And then we'll talk about the sack in a bit as well.
Well, yeah, the interception, you know, we were man-to-man coverage. I think Brady sort of got off his timing a little bit, so there was a scramble adjust, and the guy turned it up vertical, and I just was fortunate enough to get my hand on it and tip the ball up, and Chris made a heck of a play to pull it down.
And the pressure in the pocket, I mean, you did a great job with Tom Brady. You had a couple pressures. In fact, the one that Mincy ended up batting the ball out of Brady's hands, I mean, the reason why he was out of the pocket was because of you, and then you ended up getting a sack, although that may end up getting split. You know how those defensive linemen are a little bit greedy.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we had several guys that were in the vicinity on that one, but it was good for us to get Brady off the spot. That was something we talked about all week, was when he throws on time, you know, he's extremely, extremely efficient. So it was important for us to get him off the spot.
He is so good. If you don't pressure him, he is like a surgeon. And really, you sacked him three times in the ball games. Mincy ended up having one call back because of the penalty with the blow to the head. But, you know, I think that's somewhat of a debate because Tom ended up kind of ducking his head down a little bit. But sacks are hard to come by, and be able to do that against Tom Brady, that was an accomplishment.
It really was. You know, it was huge for us. That was obviously part of our game plan all week, and we executed it as well as we could hope for.
And a quick thought, too, on that sack Russell Allen had after the Mincy play. First time they overcame adversity, really, in a long time. So that was a good note. Well, speaking of adversity, they had some on the goal line. We're talking about a half a yard away from tying touchdown in the fourth quarter, Jeff, and it just didn't work out.
Well, it hurt. And Russell, you know the old trick in the book. You know, the linebacker goes, move! And then the whole front, they all kind of move real quick, and that's what happened because when Zach was lined up at the wing, you know, he doesn't have the vision of what the linebacker's doing, and he ends up moving.
Yeah, it's just a tough thing. I mean, you know, there's a lot of noise. The key moment in the game, you know, they were stunting around, and unfortunately we got an untimely mistake.
And then it was costly, but you know, that opportunity was obviously lost. And then earlier in the ball game, when you guys were kicking field goals, in fact, three attempts, and you ended up making two of them, and then you had one that was missed. When you play the Patriots, you know how they can score. Going into that game, over 36 points a game, you've got to score touchdowns instead of field goals.
Yeah, it certainly helps to score touchdowns. I mean, we saw what they did against San Francisco the week before we played them. They got down big early, and were able to come back. So, you know, when you get a team like that down, you got to be able to put them away.
Let's talk about number 52. One of everyone's favorite players inside that locker room. Yeah. Been talking about him for a decade, how underrated he is. And he returned after missing 14 games. How big of a difference maker was he?
Oh, it was huge. I mean, not just his play on the field, but his leadership, just his presence. I mean, you're talking about not only the best defensive player on our team, but one of the best in the league. I mean, the most underrated player probably in all of the NFL.
You know, if I had to pick a game to come back and have my first action back in, you know, if I'm Darryl Smith, the last one I'm thinking about is the New England Patriots, and I'm not talking about because of the quality of the team, because of the tempo that the Patriots end up running on offense. I mean, what did Darryl play, 63 plays, something like that?
Yeah, something like that. I mean, it was really impressive to see him. I mean, I know Coach Duffner kept asking him on the sideline, how are you feeling? You need a break? And he's like, I'm good. You know, he's a warrior, man. He came in ready to play.
There was one stretch where the Patriots offense, when they went really high tempo, where they were handing the ball off quite a bit, I think they ran 7 plays in a minute and 18 span, and there was no stoppage of the clock or anything. They ran 7 plays in 78 seconds.
That's impressive. I think I remember that because I was gasping myself, so I can't imagine how Darryl must have felt.
Guys are hardly getting down in the stance before the snap. All right, we've got to mention the crowd quick. 70,000. They've been with you all season long despite really a miserable home season, 1-7.
It's been so great to see them come out each and every week and just, you know, be so supportive, be loud. You know, they're just really great fans. We're really blessed to have them.
So much more to come with Russell Allen, but right now it's trivia time as we head for our first time out here on Jaguars All Access. Here is tonight's question. Russell Allen is a native of Oceanside, California, which is the same birthplace of Justin Blackmon, by the way. What former WWE heavyweight champion and Georgia Bulldog is also from Oceanside? If you think you know the answer, email us at triviamail@jaguars.com. You can win a $100 gift certificate. Lagerman threw his hands up in the air.
He doesn't know.
You can win the gift certificate at thefanatics.com.
Still ahead on Jaguars All Access. The Jaguars had a lot of bright spots on Sunday. Jeff goes to the smart board to break it all down.
I'm John Osier, and coming up, I've got a very special "'Twas the Night Before Christmas."
Plus, we're going inside the locker room to hear from the Jaguars after Sunday's loss. But first, here are your Southern Ford dealers' sounds of the game.
Win this game, we got to make plays. We got to make the difference.
We are. We got.
Time to whip the ones who gave me a chance.
Wired up.
There they go.
Woo! 1, 2, 3.
Here we go. The Pats and the Jaguars. Play action by Henny. And deep, and he's got Justin Blackmon. And here comes Owens in the secondary. That's caught for a touchdown. Just like that, the 2-12 Jaguars right into the teeth of New England's D.
Great job.
Time for Brady, who's got Ridley, and it's bobbled and intercepted. Good block by Rendell, the center. That buys time for Brady, another pick.
Look at
that
over here.
All right, get it. Alvarado drills Brady. Back he goes.
Great job, fellas.
Henny, pressured, jump ball, and Chung. Second interception, which seals it for the Patriots, who come out with the win in Jacksonville today.
This is Jaguars All Access. This is Jaguars All Access. Brought to you by Gate and by EverBank, Jacksonville's home for banking, lending, and investing.
For me, it was chopping wood in the backyard, getting the tarp, covering up the wood. Christmas time is around the corner. I remember, obviously, that's when you have off from school and everything, and the family comes in town, and just huddling up around the fireplace. That's my memory. That's what I think of.
Montel Owens, used to that snow up in New England. Welcome back here to Jaguars All Access. I'm Brent Martin. We'll be joined by Russell Allen in just a little bit. But right now, time to go inside the film room with Jeff Lagerman and the Baptist Health Smart Board. We were just talking, Jeff, about Darryl Smith and his comeback to this team yesterday. You have some plays to illustrate that.
Well, I do. And the defense overall, I thought, played a magnificent ball game. They held the Patriots to more than 13 points below their average and also held them to more than 80 yards below their average as well. Big part of that was the return of Darryl Smith. Take a look at the first play with Darryl here on the outside. Just a great read by Darryl Smith, and Darryl has knowledge, and he's also incredibly strong to make a play. Excuse me, I circled the wrong guy there. That wasn't very good. Darryl's to the outside. Excuse me, right here at this outside, strong side linebacker position. Watch how he holds the point. He holds the point against Aaron Hernandez, throws him aside, and then moves up to the next tight end. And he solidifies the point and allows Mike Harris to come off the outside and make a strong play. You know, when you have a guy that can make others around him better, that's the mark of a really good football player. Darryl Smith again, here to the outside. And what happens on this play is the defensive end, John Chick, actually loses his leverage. Well, Darryl Smith is going to make up for John Chick losing his leverage because he's able to go outside and make a very strong tackle on the very speedy Danny Woodhead. Nice play again by Darryl Smith. And sometimes it's not about making great plays. It's just knowing exactly where you need to be and reading the play. And Darryl doesn't have to go very far on this. The thing I like about Darryl here is he has a half of a false step, picks up the offside guard pulling, and knows exactly where the play is going to go, and once again makes a strong tackle on Danny Woodhead. Now, Chris Pruszynski in the Miami Dolphins game was fined $21,000. That's a lot of money. And the next week back, I thought he had an outstanding day at making tackles. And when you play the New England Patriots, you need to tackle strong and you need to tackle in control. And this was a big-time hit on wide receiver Deion Branch. Pruszynski had, I think, his finest tackling day as a pro yet. But clearly, my player of the game was Derek Cox. Situation here where Tom Brady is in the pocket and he's got plenty of time. And coming across the screen right here is Derek Cox. And he's having to cover longer than normal. And Derek allowed the Jaguars' defense to do some things creatively and coverage-wise, as like doubling Wes Welker, because Derek could eliminate the other side of the field. An excellent play by Derek Cox, but also Jason Babin, an opportunity. He was dropping into coverage, an opportunity to get a hit on Tom Brady. He makes the smart decision and does not do that. Defensively, I think overall, an outstanding effort by the defense. All right, let's go inside the locker room after yesterday's tough loss against the New England Patriots.
Each week we come out and we prepare to win. We prepare to win a ball game. Does it go our way all the time? No. But we definitely take a step forward. And this entire year, every week, whether we win or lose, we've been taking steps forward.
We just wanted to win for the fans, man. And I'm sorry we fell short, but I think the fans kind of felt our energy. And it's good going into the next year's season with this type of momentum.
This is Jaguars All Access.
I used to watch wrestling all the time, and Ultimate Warrior was my favorite wrestler. And I would just be staring at the belt like, wow. And I'm like, Mom, I want that belt. So I got the belt for Christmas. And what do? I go into my backyard, put the belt on, tie my cape around my neck, and just sprint up and down my backyard, screaming and like growling at my dog. And then like, you know, just being a kid. You know, that was probably one of my fondest memories of Christmas.
We've got a lot of wrestling on the show tonight. Welcome back to Jaguars All Access. I'm Brett Martin alongside Jeff Lockman. Our special guest tonight, Jags linebacker Russell Allen. How about a Christmas memory? Do you have one?
I have many, but just growing up in San Diego, much like growing up here, the weather's always nice. So I just remember going out and riding my new bike or whatever my, you know, the new present was, getting to go outside and play with it because it was always warm enough to go enjoy it.
I remember one of my fondest, and I want yours too. I remember when I was, I think, about 7 or 8 years old, and I got the G.I. Joe headquarters. You know, I mean, that was the original manly action doll.
Oh, yeah. That's a pretty
But it was still
deal.
A doll.
That's a pretty... Patrick, our producer, just said, of course he got that.
Absolutely.
All right, let's talk more about you. Big brothers, big sisters. Mm-hmm. You're heavily involved. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, well, I just actually recently got involved this season. I started just going to Eugene Butler Middle School every Tuesday and visiting with an 11-year-old kid named Sean. And we've just grown to have a great relationship. We go and just kind of shoot hoops or hang out or whatever for an hour each week. Actually got to bring him to the game yesterday, him and his family. So that was a really neat opportunity. You know, he got to spend the day. He got to go on the sideline pregame and hang out. Got to meet my wife and sit with her during the game. It was a really neat thing.
You know, I think you probably get more out of it than he does. I did it when I was in college, and you really do.
No doubt about
being
it.
Being a mentor.
Absolutely. Yeah, I really do enjoy it and get a lot out of it. It's very gratifying.
Different perspective as a football player and in that role as well, now that you have a child of your own, 15 months old?
Yeah, I mean, I think everything changes when you have a kid, you know. But it's been a great year. It's been a great growing process for me, you know, growing into being a father. You know, and, all those things have just been really great.
You happy here and in your role as a Jacksonville Jaguars player? And are you still, you know, on the incline here, going up?
I hope so, yeah. I mean, I think everybody's always looking to improve, always looking to move up, you know. I'm definitely happy with where I'm at, but I'm always looking to get better.
All right, well, if you need one more Christmas gift, we may have one for you. It's a Bueller Swiss watch. You are going to receive a limited edition Bueller Swiss watch. Of course, Bueller Swiss watch is the official watch of the Jaguars, and they are available at fine jewelers throughout Northeast Florida. Still more to come on Jaguars All Access with Russell Allen. We'll hear from Jaguars.com senior writer John Osier, and we'll have the images of the week. Make sure to stay with us.
This is Jaguars All Access.
Welcome back here to Jaguars All Access. I'm Brent Martineau, Jeff Lagerman, of course, and Jags linebacker Russell Allen with us. We'll get more from Russell in just a little bit. But right now, it's time to get in the zone here on Jaguars All Access. This year is winding down, and the holidays have John Osier in a good mood. It's a reflective, poetic trip into the Seabest Ozone.
I'm John Osier for Jaguars All Access, here with tonight's Ozone Question. And Sharon from Jacksonville writes, John, love the videos lately. Anything special planned for, you know, Christmas? Well, you know, 'tis the night before Christmas, and here in the zone, I'm dry on ideas, so we'll go with a poem. The Jaguars this season, well, we all know the score. Now the struggles continue, so it's back to the fedora. We'll skip here the sad times, though of course there were lots, because too there were good times, like Jeff's film room spots. The inventor of film study, each week he broke down the X's and O's for a film-thirsty town. And now on to Martineau, oh, the twinkling smile. For guests and for viewers, he was worth all the while. He kept the show going. He assured the right pace. The viewers and the ladies loved that fresh baby face. Now on to the field, and while wins have been few, still there are memories. They're etched in our view. There was Cecil and Indy, the miracle run. And Russell against Tennessee, well, wasn't that fun? Now don't forget Green Bay with Blaine's biggest day. And Houston, yes, Houston, when Chad came to play. There's Justin and Jason, who played with great anger. And while Scobie was Scobie, the banger was banger. But now it's December and the season grows long. A season once hopeful now sings a sad song. But here we remember the guest and the guests, the big sponsor too, and of course this big guest. And speaking of guests, well, you'll notice the smiles. Oh, the smiles, they go on, grins for miles and for miles. And why are they happy? Oh, I think I know. They all get Swiss watches, but not Johnny O. So now we close this bad poem the only way it seems fit, with a dork in a fedora nitwit. But remember these words as Santa's sleigh, it takes flight. Happy Christmas from the Ozone, and to all, a good night.
And Johnny Osier, Merry Christmas to you. Respect the process. That took a lot of work.
Did he say Happy Christmas?
I think he did.
I think he did. Johnny O, it's Merry.
Time for our Gatorade Prime headlines. This is it, game number 16 in Nashville to end the year. And then we let the offseason begin. And quite frankly, folks, it might not end around here. Things are going to get very busy, so make sure you stay tuned.
Well, and Russell, you know how the drill is. In the National Football League, you know, you end up, whether you win with end with two or three wins, the questions continue right away.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the story every year. You know, you never know what the future brings in the NFL, so we're just going to kind of wait and see what happens. Not much we can do.
The mantra out of there is you're closer than everybody thinks. Is that true?
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I think you saw that yesterday.
Russell Allen, appreciate you coming in on Christmas Eve.
Thank you, Russell. Merry Christmas.
Oh, I'm glad to be here, guys. Same to you. Thanks for having me.
And then, you know what? They only get better. I mean, how old is your youngin' now?
He's almost 15 months.
I mean, holy cow, wait till they get to like 3 and 4 years old. Yeah. Then it's toy time.
No, I'll be up all night putting things together.
Hey, Merry Christmas to you as well. Merry Christmas to you at home. Hope you enjoy the holiday. Let's leave you with some of the images of the week. For John Osier, Jeff Logman, I'm Brett Martineau. Merry Christmas, everyone, and happy holiday season.